This means that the UK has voted to leave the European Union.
Finally, Brexit is done. 4.5 years after the referendum, almost at the end of the 11-month transition period. The UK and the EU argued, negotiated, compromised and cajoled, but they've done what many feared they couldn't and agreed their future trading relationship. It's a moment of reflection for the European Commission President.
At the end of a successful negotiations journey, I normally feel joy. But today, I only feel quite satisfaction and, frankly speaking, relief.
For the UK's Prime Minister, it's a political success that caps a year which gave him very few of them.
There will be no palisade of tariffs on January the 1st, and there'll be no non-tariff barriers to trade. Instead, there will be a giant free trade zone of which we will at once be a member and at the same time be able to do our own free trade deals.
One area of dispute that's seen compromise is fishing rights. Outside the EU, Britain has control of its exclusive economic zone, but it's had to budge on how much access EU trawlers have. There's also been movement on state aid to allay EU fears European companies could suffer from unfair competition.
They now both have an imperative to work together to make this deal look as good and run as smoothly as possible, and that will minimise short-term disruption.
The government's independent spending watchdog says not reaching a deal would have knocked 2% off UK growth in 2021 alone, partly because of temporary disruptions to cross-border trade.